Romans 12, beginning with verse 9. And it simply reads as follows. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good.
Okay?
Be devoted to one another in love.
Yeah.
Honor one another above yourselves.
Yeah. My God.
Never be lacking in zeal.
Yeah.
Amen.
But keep your spiritual fire.
Amen.
Serving the Lord.
Come on.
Be joyful in hope.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Patient in affliction.
Yes, Lord.
And faithful in prayer.
Yeah.
Share with the Lord's people who are in need.
Praise God.
Practice hospitality.
Yes.
The word of the Lord
Praise
God. Is blessed.
Yes, it is.
For a few moments, as we begin this celebration, I want to talk to you from the subject, igniting the fire within.
All right.
So tell your neighbor, ignite.
Ignite.
Tell your other neighbor, ignite.
Ignite.
You may be seated.
Yeah.
As believers who are striving to be living worship.
Come on. Yes, we are.
It should be our priority to live lives pleasing and acceptable to God.
Yeah, you already preaching. Come on. That's it.
Hey, many times, Minister Hall, our focus is on what God has done for us. However, when we look at this chapter, Paul is charging us as believers with reflecting on what we need to do for God. Tell your neighbor, it's not about us.
It's not about us.
Remember, my brothers and my sisters, the way to spiritual victory and true happiness is not trying to get all we can from God.
Hey.
But giving all that we are to have Him.
Yes.
Our response to God involves embracing His call to serve.
Right.
And becoming living worship that is both acceptable and pleasing to Him. Let me note what I did not say. I did not say that it was pleasing to the church.
Right.
Pastor Regis, what you do must be pleasing in the sight of Almighty God without conforming to the ways of this world.
Yes.
And we should be seeking transformation.
Yes. Yeah.
Through the renewing of our minds.
Yes, sir.
As we gather and begin to celebrate 2 years of productive ministry as pastor and people, we understand it's not about getting more, but giving our all.
Yes.
As we gather to honor God for the gift of Pastor Regis and Lady Regis, we understand that it's not about getting more, but it's about giving our all.
That's right. Yes, it is.
As we begin this second anniversary celebration, giving all praise and honor to the Most High,
sir.
And we honor this servant of God's own choosing.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
He not only serves First Baptists, but he also serves those in need. And as he serves in all meekness.
Yes.
With a calm spirit.
Well.
And with a willing heart. So we understand it's not about getting more. But giving our all. Jesus said, true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
For the Father is seeking such to worship him. See, Jesus gave himself for us in order that we might give ourselves to him.
Thank you, God.
Overseer Regis served as a prime example of what it means to be a true disciple. As brothers and sisters, we acknowledge that true discipleship earnestly seeks to worship God and emulate the ways of Christ. Your pastor, he does his best to worship God and emulate Christ without relying on his own confidence or on his own ability.
Right.
See, every disciple. Is like Melchizedek, found in Genesis chapter 14, 18 through 20.
Yeah.
A priest of the Most High God. See, united, we must know and act like we are a spiritual priesthood. And our calling is to offer spiritual sacrifices and worship to God. I'll say it one more time. That is acceptable to him.
Yes.
Do you understand on tonight, as pastor and people, that we are a royal priesthood?
Yes, we are.
We are a holy nation.
Yes, we are.
We are called out by him so that we can proclaim the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Remember our ultimate calling.
Yes, sir.
Is to serve God.
Serve.
Yes.
Serve.
With all our heart.
Come on.
With all our soul.
Come on.
And with all our mind.
That's right.
And we are to worship him with everything that we have in us.
Thank you, God.
The writer of Hebrews, that he tells us that we are to offer up a sacrifice of praise. And that is the fruit of our lips.
Teach.
And give thanks to his holy name.
Yeah.
As a people who are a holy priesthood, as we serve, no matter what we deal with.
Come on.
No matter what personalities come through the door.
No matter if
you agree or disagree.
Yeah.
We have to live our lives pleasing and acceptable to him. That means First Baptist. And that means Pastor Regis. That we have to walk in love.
Yes. Love.
We are to walk in love.
That's right.
And do our best to be loving channels to and for the glory of God.
Right.
As we move into year number 3, love must be the priority.
Yes.
Understand on today, Overseer Regis, love is your mandate. In times a pastoral difficulty. Love must be your prime directive. When legalistic hurdles seem overwhelming, more love must be your prime directive. In times of ministerial disagreements, more love is your prime directive in times of disappointment. When you feel disconnected, when you're not able to think clearly, when your heart has been crushed, and you're in the midst of the unforeseen and you feel like giving up, more love.
More love
must be your prime directive. You say, Pastor, how can love be my prime directive in troubling times? The songwriter said, just ask the Savior to help you, to comfort you, to strengthen that, to keep you. He is willing to aid you because he will carry you through. My brother, because you've been called by God and called out by God, no matter what comes your way, no matter what comes down your street, you must choose love. Paul tells us when love is truly our priority, we don't pretend to love one another. We truly love one another because we understand that our mandate in year number three is to love. See, Paul lets us know in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8, that love is the way.
Amen.
Not only are we to love one another unconditionally, but we are to despise evil, church.
That's it.
Hey.
We are instructed to turn away from what is wrong while we embrace what's good.
That's it.
The Bible does not say when we don't get our way, we can then embrace what is wrong.
Amen.
But as we move forward, we are to engage in fellowship and fellowship with God. Why should we engage in fellowship and fellowship with God? Because God is our power source.
Yes, he is.
And not only must we be in fellowship with God and fellowship with God, we are to be in true fellowship with one another.
Yes. Praise God.
This brings me to the main point of this message on tonight. See, if we are a holy priesthood, whose mandate is to love one another.
That's right.
If we are to walk in fellowship with God and our fellow man.
Yes.
If we are to despise what is wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if we are to cling to what is good, and if we cling to what is good while loving one another with a genuine affection, this pushes us to work hard in year number three, and it ignites and reignites the church.
Amen.
If I could be so bold on tonight, what God is looking for, First Baptist, is some loving folk.
Love.
Who have a made up mind to worship him, to work hard, and to serve him with enthusiasm in year number three.
My
brothers and my sisters.
Do
we have a made up mind on tonight? Are we striving to serve God in excellence no matter what life throws at us?
Yeah.
All right.
If this union between pastor and people is going to make an impact. In Brentwood, New York, and the surrounding communities.
Yes.
In this third year,
yes, sir.
Understand your souls must be submitted to God.
Yes.
Your bodies have to be given to God.
Yes.
Your minds must be focused on God.
Yes.
Your wills must be submitted to God.
Yes.
And the ministry that is birthed out of this church is to and for the glory of Almighty God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
In this third year of union between pastor and people,
yes.
One crucial question arises. How do we sustain the flame?
Okay.
Keeping in a blaze through both prosperous and challenging times. Number one, rejoice in our confident hope. Number two, wait on God and be patient in times of struggle. And in times of trouble, tell your neighbor, know where your help comes from.
Know where your help comes from.
Yes, sir.
And last but not least, keep praying.
Keep praying.
And stay connected. Isn't it good to know that God has provided us with the motivation and the drive to ignite and reignite the fire within.
Jesus.
See, the songwriter says, we are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests oft succeed a bright sunshine in a land of perfect day. When the mist has rolled away, we'll understand it better by and by. If we're going to work hard and serve effectively, we'll understand it better. There's going to be struggle. But with God, we'll understand it better. There will be pain. But in God, we'll understand it better. There will be heartache, Pastor Regis. But with God, you'll understand it better. There will be suffering. There will be challenges. There will be loneliness. But God will understand it better. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better. By and by, and when we understand it better, Overseer Regis, you are an overcomer. You can rejoice because you are an overcomer. You can embrace year number three. You are an overcomer. When confrontations come, you are an overcomer. Because God has transformed you. You are a holy priesthood. He loves you. And his joy fills your soul. You are an overcomer. And because you are an overcomer, you can declare on tonight that you are a survivor. You walk by faith. You're a survivor. Jesus is your help. You're a survivor. She's weeping. Praying through for a night. But when you're a survivor, joy. Because joy comes in the morning. When our hope feels like it's gone, you can declare, I am a survivor. Because love lifted you. See, the songwriter said, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, buried deeply, sank within, seeking to ride no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. The pastor Regis from the waters, he lifted me. Now safe am I. See, because when nobody else could help me, love lifted me. Love makes a way. Love dries your tears. Love heals your heart. Love brings you out. Love takes you in. Love is your comfort. Love is your guide. Love is your safe place. Love is your shelter. Love will usher in strength. Love brings you help. And love brings you life. See, love came through 40 and two generations. Love endured a mock trial. Love was taken from judgment hall to judgment hall. Love was lied on. Love was talked about. Love was mistreated. Love was humiliated. Love was abused. Love was nailed to an old rugged cross. Love died on Friday. Love was buried in a borrowed tomb. Love was in the tomb Friday. Love was in the tomb Saturday. But early, somebody say early, Sunday morning, love rose victorious with all power in his hand. Can I get five votes up in here? Up in here, who are thankful for the blood. When I'm counting out, I'm thankful for the blood. When I'm hurt, I'm thankful for the blood. When I'm sick, I'm thankful for the blood. When I feel like I'm all alone, I'm thankful for the blood. See, I'm thankful for a God who comforts. I'm thankful for a God that's a keeper. I'm thankful for a God that sustains. I'm thankful for a God who loves. I'm thankful for his grace. I'm thankful for his mercy. I'm thankful for his peace. I'm thankful for his power. I'm thankful for his protection. And I'm thankful for his presence.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So how do we ignite and reignite in the good times?
Yeah.
And the bad times.
Yeah.
Number one, rejoice.
Rejoice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the Lord always. Yes.
In our confident hope.
Yeah.
Jesus. Come on, come on.
Rejoice in the good times.
Yeah.
Rejoice in the not so good times.
All right, that's right.
Yes. Give him praise. Yes, that's right.
But while you're rejoicing, Point number two. Learn to wait on God. And be patient. In your times of struggle. And in your times of trouble. As you go into year number three. Know where your help comes from.
Thank you, God.
And why are you rejoicing? And while you're waiting on God, point number three, keep praying.
Yes, thank you, God.
Stay connected to the power source.
Yes, yes.
I am the vine.
Hey.
You are the branches. Apart from me,
hey,
you can do nothing.
Hallelujah.
So I need you on tonight to grab hold of God and let him ignite the fire.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And reignite the passion within.
Yeah.
Because there's a community. There's a church counting on pastor and people to be on fire for God. Not to be on fire for popularity.
Come on.
Not to be on fire for likes and hearts.
Come on.
But Brentwood and the surrounding community needs First Baptist.
Yes.
Both pastor and people.
Yeah.
To be on fire for God. So as we begin to celebrate, don't forget to celebrate the one that ignites.
Have your way.
Rejoice. Wait on God. Keep praying. And stay connected. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.